What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Friday edition. Let's get it. Thank you. You're rocking with Engage Heaven Today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. Thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Friday, November 4th. More than a feeling. All right, let's go. 2 Timothy 1, verse 6. Passion always. I'm writing to encourage you to fan into a flame and rekindle the fire of the spiritual gift God imparted to you when I laid my hands on you. One of the greatest mistakes we can make in our relationship with God is to limit him to a feeling. Although they're wonderful times when we have feelings of love and flutters in our hearts, they're not there all the time. And at some point, we need to buckle down and commit to following God, whether we feel overcome with love in that moment or not. Feelings change, but our relationship with God shouldn't. So many people start out with a flame in their heart for God, but they become addicted to the feeling instead of being faithful to God. If we're going to remain faithful and receive all that God has, we can't go on with feelings alone. So if you're relying on a romantic feeling to have a good marriage, you're probably going to be disappointed because marriage is so much more than that. Of course, it includes that. If you're waiting for a feeling to have a growing relationship with God, that relationship will likely wither. God wants you to be moved by faith, not feelings. Engaging heaven. If you want to be faithful, get back to the original reason you're following God. Why did you make that commitment? Was it based on feelings alone? It's interesting because faith does have feelings. There's no doubt about it. Think about worship. We've been in times with worship. You're like, yo, like anything feel better than, worship is incredible. Fire of God, prayer, gosh, come on. I've had impartations, man. I've been in worship services. I thought my skin was going to explode. And I love it. And faith is feeling, to be honest with you. It is absolutely. But it's more than that. I remember preaching in Bible schools. Every Bible school you can think of, like, you know, in this charismatic movement. I preached it. I've had the honor of preaching in all these different schools. I remember seeing, you know, 500 students, 1,000 students. And I remember one time I'm like, hey, guys, how many people here have tried to raise the dead? Like every hand went up. I'm like, how many people here have tried to fly? Yes, friends, like a bird. Fly. Every hand went up, you know, because everybody's trying to experiment in God. And I love it. They're just doing everything they can. And I'm like, how many know how to share their faith? No hands went up. I think a few. Then like, who led somebody to the Lord recently? Nothing. My point is feeling is only going to take you so far. I've had people that have seen miracles. They came into Christianity full of faith, full of fire, and somebody close to them get cancer. I saw this play out. Young person gets leukemia. We're believing God. We're believing God. We're believing God. The person doesn't. He ends up dying. And some people have never came back. Why? What was your faith on? Was your faith on like God was on trial? When the feeling left, what happened? What God wants to do in your life is more than just what feels right. Because success over time doesn't feel great. Success doesn't feel successful. In a moment, in a week, in a month, in 6 months, absolutely, it doesn't feel successful. Consistency and faithfulness matter. And so, like a marriage, like anything you're consistent with in your life, you can't, like, we are called as believers to live by principle and presence, right? I spend a lot of time telling you not to live by principle because principle alone is going to choke you out and kill you. We are presence-driven people. And along with presence-driven people is a lot of feels, which is perfect. It doesn't mean the principles aren't there. I tell people all the time, when you don't hear from God, open his word, read it until he speaks to you. Like there has to be this part of us that is grounded in God, in the word, but not cutting off. See, religion cuts off feelings. Religion tells you, you know, that it's hoopla and you can't really experience, you can't really feel. No, man, this gospel must be experienced or you don't have a relationship with God. But experience alone is not going to take you through the most difficult seasons of your life. Because those seasons, you need to rely on his word, prayer, what you do know. I have somebody I'm close to just went through something so traumatic. The first thing I said to him was, don't make any decisions in your life. I tell people when you lose a loved one, like a mom or dad, my first advice to people is don't make any decisions for a year. Like, don't be crazy. This ain't the time. Right? The same area you think you hear from God, now it's the devil tormenting you. Because feelings can be demonic. Feelings, when you're going through trauma, can be all mixed up. And so I tell people, don't make those crazy moves. Stand firm on what you know is true. And so, you know, faith is a feeling, but it's not only a feeling. But feelings have to be a part of your Christianity, you know? And I get it. Most Christians are trying to de-escalate your experience. They're trying to somehow tell you faith is not an experience. It's not true. You're not having faith without experiencing God. This gospel was meant to be experienced. If you haven't encountered God, then I question if you know him, flat out. But it can't be the only thing. And I see a lot of time with younger people in the faith. They're wild, man. They're wild. People will fast for crazy reasons that they shouldn't be. People will do extremes. You know what I mean? They're running everywhere. They're trying to rip every person out of a wheelchair. Like I'm all in. Like, let's go. But when all hell breaks loose and those feelings aren't there, you better be anchored in the Word of God. That's why the Bible says Jesus is our hope and our anchor. And so mature people get it, right? I have to print devotionals and do clips for people to get their fix. And even that's not enough. The older saints, nah, they're good. They have a relationship with God. They don't need all the highs. They just wake up and they're consistent. They're in the Word. They're faithful. And then they do experience God and he moves on their behalf. So great message for today. Have a wonderful Friday. It's going to be incredible. Yeah, we'll see you. Thank you for rocking as always with Engaging Heaven Today. I'm out.